It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Lawmakers didn't think of the Bible when they passed a controversial law last year that allows people to review books they deem inappropriate for school libraries. But that's exactly what's happened in Davis County. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, a six-year-old is dead after a car accident in Emory County yesterday afternoon. The Department of Public Safety is investigating if the child was wearing a seatbelt at the time. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's an accident in Murray, northbound I-15, right about 5300 south. It's been affecting the right lane of traffic. And then we have an accident 2100 south, 7th east, one also in South Salt Lake at 33rd south at about 600 west. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy skies for the first half today, then rain showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 50 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Lindsay Davis, anchor Prime, streaming weeknights on ABC News Live. The U.S. is fast-tracking its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine.
Instead of building new M1A2 tanks from scratch, the Pentagon's digging into its spare parts department and refurbishing older model hulls with modern equipment. But even that takes some time, and the first of the 31 Abrams tanks won't arrive in Ukraine until next fall. Still, faster than building them new. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
After meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he would consider China's proposal for a ceasefire in which Ukraine surrenders Russian-occupied territory. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House today.
I don't think you can reasonably look at China as impartial in any way. They haven't condemned this this invasion. They haven't stopped buying Russian oil and Russian energy.
No official indication if former President Trump will be indicted in New York for breaking campaign finance laws. ABC's Aaron Katursky reports Secret Service and NYPD are preparing for a possible indictment.
The Secret Service would have to help arrange for Trump's surrender for booking and processing. So far, we're told the Secret Service has been given no notification that any indictment is forthcoming, no specific notice. And really, the earliest we think there could be an indictment would be tomorrow. The grand jury is not meeting today, and we believe they're expected to reconvene on Wednesday.
Today, President Biden announced two new national monuments in Nevada and Texas, part of a White House effort to preserve 30% of lands and waters by 2030.
We owe to our children, our grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren, and all to come what we have and what we can preserve.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake in Afghanistan was felt as far away as Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. You're listening to ABC.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. Nearly half of Utah women have experienced physical assault as an adult. That's the finding in a University of Utah study. Joining me on the KSL Newsline, Dr. Lisa Diamond from the U of U Department of Psychology. We thank you for coming on the air. This study, though, wasn't just about physical assault. There was a larger purpose to the research. Would you tell us about it?
Sure. The larger purpose was really to capture the experience of unsafety, which is the experience of lacking connections, protected social ties with the people around you. We often think that it's stress that is how the outside world kind of gets into our body and affects our health. But there's a growing body of research suggesting that our brains are so attuned to social connection and social protection that when we don't have the sorts of supportive social ties that make us feel that we are kind of cloaked with a fabric of safety, of nurturance and security, we our brains kind of go into an alarm mode. And one of the things we found was that a lot of marginalized women in Utah feel that sense of unsafety in their everyday lives.
So what are the steps going forward? What should we learn from this story that needs to be done for these women?
I think the one of the take-home messages is that we need to take our social ties as seriously as we take other things related to our physical and mental well-being. That social connections are not just a good thing on the weekends. Social ties that make us feel supported and connected are fundamental to human health and well-being. And that's exactly what a lot of people lost during the pandemic. So one of the things we really need to...
Well, it sounds like we lost her. I think where we're going is one of the things that we need to do is reestablish those ties. Not that I would want to put words in her mouth. Dr. Lisa Diamond joining us live from the U of U Department of Psychology. It's too bad we lost her there.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.